go on a spree through TV land.
Our era, the era of television.
Yes, sir, it's got everything, this TV.
Welcome, 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 welcome to episode three.
Three.
Welcome to episode three of episode zero.
Welcome.
On Radio Free Brooklyn, I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Lizzie.
And this is our show.
So I was eating a Skittle.
It sounded like you were sucking on like the largest butterscotch I've ever heard.
The largest butterscotch there's ever been. It was a sour Skittle, okay?
It was like Bertie Bott's every flavor jelly bean, and you had all the flavors.
All the flavors at once. I'm like hopped up on sugar right now.
I've had so much sugar in the past couple of days. That's what happens when you work at an elementary school around the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. That's gotta be.
I've consumed about
be
like
a rough road.
Yeah, I'm like averaging like 500 grams of sugar a day.
An hour.
An hour.
I mean, a day.
Easily.
Yeah, I mean, I have one more sour Skittle sitting on my desk, but other than that, I've eaten the whole package. And I have been through about 2/3 of a can of Coke. So if I, like, die on the show tonight...
I'll let everyone know.
You'll know what?
I'll tell them your story.
She lived on to tell my story.
Yeah. Kids bring in, like, like, you know, teacher gifts. But teacher gifts are, like, inevitably just, like... the most terrible, like, highest sugar, lowest quality, like, snack products.
You're like, thanks.
Yeah. I'm like, I've basically been, like, eating, like 3 Jumbo Pixie Sticks a day.
Ew. Oh, my God. Shout out to those Jumbo Pixie Sticks, though.
Shout out.
I put those in the same category as, like, Nerds Rope.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, like, Nerds Rope actually might be, like, a tier above.
A tier above.
Only because, like,
what kind of category are we talking about?
Only because, like, well, Pixie Sticks have to be, like, the laziest, like, the laziest candy on the earth. It's gross. Literally, like, at least other candies, like, go through some like, they at least try to change the sugar into something else.
You mean you have to, like, masticate in order to, like, consume it?
Yeah, exactly. Like they actually, like, go through some kind of, like, boiling or heating process and change it into, like, some kind of goo.
Right. At Whereas, least a like, goo.
Yeah, like, Pixie Sticks, like, the Willy Wonka company or whatever. Isn't it Willy Wonka? Isn't that, like, who sells Pixie...
I don't know. I don't think anyone knows.
I can't tell. Is Willy Wonka a real company?
Well, of course, Carolyn. It's run by Johnny Depp. No, I think Pixie Sticks are made by, like, one man in China.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, like, it's just, like, it's literally all they did was, like, put some food coloring and sugar, and kids, like, it's, like, their favorites. It's their favorite candy.
They love it.
So I've also been hopped up on sugar for the past couple
of days. Well, good. We're in a good headspace right now.
I've been crashing around 5:30 p.m.
Sweet. No pun intended.
I just got up from my, like, early evening slumber.
Lovely.
I crash around 5:30, and then I, like, wake up, like, by someone throwing, like, a cold glass of water in my face around, like, 7:45.
Get up and eat some protein, you bitch.
Oh, my God, please just have some rice or chicken or something.
Something with substance.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like if they did, like, a reality show on, like, what, like, teachers eat during certain periods of time, like, during the calendar year, it would be, like, it would be a really fascinating, docu-series.
It would be a docu-series?
Yeah, I think it would.
It'd be, like a 4-part, maybe it's, like, every season.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think teachers have, like, a lot of teachers' personalities are, like, very, intense. And so I feel like at certain parts of the year, like, teachers are eating, like, they're, like, strictly eating, like, raw, like, vegetables and, like, only organic fucking sprouted quinoa. Oh, and then at other parts of the year, all they're eating are, like, Safeway brand cupcakes.
Right. So it really spans a range.
It does. It's a huge range. And I think that there's a whole kind of, like, psycho food... like realm to really
delve into. You should get doctors in on this, like psychologists, nutritionists, psychologists.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wherever
yeah.
they are.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like dietary psychoanalysts.
Yes. I believe it's a branch at Stanford.
Yeah, I think it'd be a really interesting show.
That's hilarious. I actually also had an idea about a show about food this week.
Okay.
So this came from, I was in the supermarket, and I was, like, standing next to just, like, an unprecedented amount of Goya cans. And
were you in the international foods section?
No. This is just a regular... This is actually the first thing you see when you walk in.
Okay.
They're
okay.
Like, bienvenido!
Bienvenido a Goya.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, there's a supermarket. But I was, like, standing there, and I was, like, imagining myself. I was, like, I wonder how many of these cans I could fit in my arms. Like, I had this vision of, like, just, like, you cradling, like,
supermarket sweeping, like, Goya cans.
And exactly, and that was my next thought, was what the fuck happened to supermarket sweep, and we need to bring it back.
Yeah.
Subsequently, I did some internet research. Did you know that supermarket sweep first aired in 1967?
No, not at all.
Yeah, me neither. I watched a full episode today. Then I went and watched an episode from the 90s.
Whoa.
It was like, it's actually the best afternoon I've had in a long time.
I was going to say, that's like some pretty heavy research.
It was unbelievable. It's such a great show. I mean, the concept is there. It's on point.
Can you re-explain it to me? Because I'll be honest, I don't think I've ever, I know like the idea of it, but I don't think I've ever seen an episode.
So basically, this very, like, you know, charming host comes on. Now I'm talking about the one from the 90s now.
Okay.
He comes on and...
Because the other one was racist.
Exactly. The other one was a bigot. The guy from the 90s is probably also a racist. He's just, like, a secret racist.
Yeah. Fucking Hollywood.
So... You know, this very pleasant guy comes on who hosted it for, like, a very long amount of time. I was like, this was your job for a long time, man. And then, you know, they have contestants come on. It's a set. It's like a, you know, prefab supermarket that the TV show has, like, created. And I'm like, how much money did they spend on creating this? Anyway.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the pairs have, well, first they ask them, like, awkward questions about where they're from and, like, what they do. And everyone's like, I'm a part-time secretary and a new mom. Like, every single contestant is like, and a new mom.
And a new mom.
And a proud mother of five. Because they're, like, expert shoppers, these people, you know? Like,
Yeah. That's
why they're there, because they know how to freaking shop. And, you know, then the objective is basically to... get as much value in your cart. So whoever has the most money in food by the end of the show, like, wins. And there's all these other little twists and turns along the way. But my idea is, so the original, apparently, they used to go to different supermarkets in the country, which is, like, cool, right?
Yeah, that's a cool concept.
So I thought, why don't we have Supermarket Sweep 2015 Revival International Edition? So you go to different countries. So, like, every episode, you have to be, like, in a crazy shopping situation in a different country.
So it's like Americans every time, or is it people from that country?
Now, that's a good question. I don't know.
Because I feel like, obviously, the more hilarious situation is if you put Americans, like... in, like, you know, some open-air market in Agrabar.
Then it's just called, like, culture shock. They're like, go find some Punjab spice. You got 3 minutes. Yeah. Go.
Good luck. Exactly. But I think it'd be funnier. I think that is, like, funny. But also bringing, like, foreign people into, like, a Trader Joe's, like, in New York City.
Oh, yeah. For sure. They'd be like,
yeah.
Où est donc le... Yeah, bring in some foreigners.
Bring in, like, someone German, you know, and, like, drop them, like, in the center of, like, yeah, like, a very hectic Whole Foods.
Yeah, yeah. It would be like, what the fuck is your country? Yeah. I mean, and that's the great thing about the show is, like, I feel like it would reveal a lot about the cultures of, you know, each respective shopping environment.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I like the idea that you have to go and find what you think is probably the most expensive thing.
Right, but you don't fucking know.
But you have no idea.
If you're an American, like, you don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if, you know...
Especially if you're in, like, Colombia or something. You're like, I could buy 8 million pounds of something, and they'll be like, $10.
They're like, I think that pig head is expensive, and they're like, psych, nah, it's not.
Psych, nah. That's a gift.
Those are chicken cutlets to us.
Exactly. You don't know. I think that would be great.
But that peach over there.
Right, exactly. You don't know. You don't know.
Exactly. You have, you'd be dropping people into totally different, like, economic markets.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, that's a cool idea. I also like the idea of, like, who would host this.
Okay, so that was, that was my other concept. I was like, we could have one host who, like, travels around.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like an Anthony Bourdain kind of meets supermarket sweep
thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's that guy through the back door?
Oh my God, Rick Steves. Let's get Rick Steves to do it.
Yeah.
That's it. Call him up.
Rick Steves.
Oh man, Rick Steves.
Yeah.
Europe through the back door.
Yeah, supermarkets through the back door.
Supermarkets. Up my ass and around the corner. Mm-hmm. Rick Steves. Let's get him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's, like, not really doing anything right now.
I'm sure he's, like, sitting around.
He's, like, writing, like, travel guides.
He's resting on his laurels. He's, like, sitting on a throne made out of, like, his DVDs. His VHSs, I'm sorry.
His, they went to Blu-ray and then Blu-ray became obsolete.
Yeah. No, they went to Laserdisc.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Could hire him. The other thing we could do is, like, try to get, like, celebrities from each place to, like, host.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't even know who those people would be, you know, but, like, maybe, like, we go to South Korea and it's, like, some K-pop star and, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, know. It's, like, PSY or whatever. How do you say his name? You know, the Gangnam Style guy?
Yeah, I don't know.
PSY?
I'm not gonna try.
Okay. Sigh.
I'm not gonna jump on that one. Yeah, you know, like, there's...
You know.
You know.
You know that German guy
And that's the other thing that is so American of me. Like, when I was thinking about that,
Who sings... What's that German song that everyone... Das, Du hast.
Du hast?
Du hast.
Yeah, get that guy.
That guy.
And that's the thing, like, that's the guy that you know from Germany. Like, we're so American, like, we don't even know.
Yeah, yeah, that's, yeah, well, I think that's the point, is, like, it's only being watched by Americans, so it's, like, it's, like, who's the one German that Americans know? It's, like, the guy who sang Du hast.
Everyone's like, oh, yeah,
Du hast. Everyone's like, I don't know, Angela Merkel, can we get her?
No, nine.
Du hast.
I'm almost done with this can of Coke.
Did you like buy the can of Coke?
Oh yeah. So the great thing about the bodega near my house is I can, as I just did, be in my pajama pants and a tank top with no bra.
Cool.
Put on some boots and a jacket. Walk there. Buy some shit. I feel like a criminal because I have no bra on. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
Yeah.
I feel like I'm hiding a deep, deep, dark secret.
Yeah.
And everyone I pass, I'm like, you don't know.
Yeah. You feel like you have like a fucking like bomb strapped to your chest or something.
That's the closest I'm ever going to feel to that.
Yeah. It's like terrorism.
So, yep. Yeah. Feminism, terrorism, or just... Laziness.
It's all those isms.
Lazyism.
Yeah. No, I will say, yeah, that is like, I think more I was asking, like, because you don't normally drink Coke, so I guess I was, like, surprised by the purchase.
I guess I'm just going crazy, man. I guess you just don't know me yet.
It's a different goddamn world.
It's a different goddamn day. You know, I just need a little jump start, you know?
Yeah. Is it like a straight up, like, is it like a Coca-Cola, like a red can of
straight
Coca-Cola?
Straight the fuck up. 140 yeah. calories.
Yeah, no, that's delicious. I actually had today, I had a little red wine and Coca-Cola.
Oh, shit. What is that called again?
Sangria?
No, it's not sangria, Carolyn. You would absolutely fail on International Supermarket in Spain. No, it's called something.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's delicious.
It was like, well, I was at this, you know, restaurant, and I, like, had
She
their,
said
like,
with disdain.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was going to call it, like, a pizzeria, and then I was like, I guess it's not a pizzeria, because, like, it's, like, a sit-down restaurant. It's an establishment. Okay. And I had, like, a glass of their Malbec, and it really wasn't doing it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of, like, I started throwing some ice cubes in it. And the guy behind the counter was, like, looking at me with, like, disgust. Yeah. And I was like, can I get, like, a little, like, I don't know, Sprite in this? And he was like, I can put Coca-Cola in it, and that's it.
Oh, shit. And that's, like, not true. He wasn't saying, like, that's the only thing I'm able to put in it.
No,
he was saying,
yeah,
like,
he
that's
was
the
like,
only thing that I will allow
yeah.
you
yeah,
to
yeah, yeah,
with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was wow. like, our Malbec is not that bad. I was like, no, it's not that bad. It's just... I need it to be a little more drinkable right now.
Oh my god. Get this girl a juice box.
I know. I'm terrible. But it was delicious. I'd never, I'd heard about red wine with Coke, and...
I had heard about red wine, but I'd never tried it before.
I'd never tried it. I'm strictly a rosé gal.
This bitch been drinking rosé for years.
I'm gonna have a show called Rosé Bitches, and it's
Rose
just like
bitches.
it's just people that go into restaurants and just like ruin like managers' days.
Is it like on purpose though? Like, are they planning?
No, it's not. It's not. If you're a rosé bitch, like you're just
Rosé Bitches. That is the song, by
yeah.
the way, for the show.
Yeah. If you're a rosé bitch, like you don't do anything like on purpose. I didn't mean to insult his Malbec. I just, like, wanted it to be tastier.
You just wanted it to be rosé. Rosé, bitches.
We all have, like, rose-tinted glasses on.
Oh, yeah. And, the opening credits, everyone's wearing, like, a weird, like, arrangement of rose-colored outfits.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, magentas and fuchsias and pinks and reds. Absolutely, yeah.
Rosé, bitches. Do they hang out? Is it, like, kind of like a Housewives thing where it's, like, a group of women?
I know, I think it's, like, a group of, like, young 20-somethings who, like, think they know a lot about the world.
Okay, so it's, like, millennials.
Yeah, it's definitely millennials. They go to brunch a lot.
I will say, I think it should be, like, the generation that's a little bit younger than us, because they're terrible.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe, like, 20, like, 2-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Sorry to any 22-year-olds listening right now. You guys are the worst.
You guys are just a bunch of rosé bitches.
Back in my day, we only had two colors of wine. Two colors of wine.
Oh, I do love rosé, though.
I know you do.
I know.
I know.
I know. I fit in with those rosé bitches.
Rosé bitches. Bow down, bitches. Bow down, bitches.
Bow down, bitches. H-town, bitches. H-town, bitches. And so, my... concept is, so the title of it is called Reap, and the main character is the Grim Reaper. And the kind of gimmick of the show is that the Grim Reaper is, so obviously kind of his job is to escort souls who have, you know, just, you know, stopped existing to the
dead
dead people to the other side. And so, you know, the show kind of, I think as it goes on, kind of gets more into like what is the other side, but that's less the point of the show, and more the point of the show is around how he is just kind of like working for the weekend, quote unquote. And that he, like, doesn't really enjoy his job, but it's kind of like he's just been, like, this is his destiny, and he's...
He didn't apply for this job, right?
It's just kind of, like, inherited.
Right.
Like, maybe there's something about, like, how, like, his father and his father's father. And it's just, like, the family business.
It's the family business.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's just, like, not that into it. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you know, maybe it, like, opens up with, like, some kind of, like, 9-car pileup. Some kind of, like, really morbid situation where, like, it's, like, you know, a scene out of... What Dreams May Come, and it's just this horrible car wreck, and he's kind of like standing there on the sidelines of it while like their family's grieving over their like lost loved ones.
Yeah,
and he's like on his Bluetooth.
Oh, I love it. So wait, it's just so it starts like totally dramatic. It's like, because this is the very first episode, right? So people don't know what it is. You go into it's like so dramatic. It's filmed like in a very professional, serious movie-esque way. And you're, like, getting emotional. And then all of a sudden, maybe some, like, you know, quirky music comes on. And, like, you see him on the side, like, making a call. Or, like...
It's like some Andy Griffin, like... Do, 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 do. And he's just, like, on the sidelines, like... Oh,
you know what he should have? He should have one of those things that, like... people have at public pools when you like enter and they have to like count how many people are there. Yeah. Like one of those little counters. And he's
one
just
of those
like,
click. Yeah. Yeah. One of those clicking counters. Yeah,
and he clicks it like 6 times and he's like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah. 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 But he clicks it 6 times. And then like, there's like some firefighters like, we got one more. We need one more on the stretcher. We lost him.
Click.
And he's like, oh shit, I'm going to need a bigger boat. Like he like is like somehow like that's just like fucked his afternoon.
I'm going to need a bigger boat. It's like a weird Jaws reference, but it's like for the River Styx.
Exactly. So he's like, oh fuck, like, and you hear him like calling in like, nah, you're gonna have to bring the other one back, like we're gonna need a bigger boat. And so then like that's where it cuts. And so then like cue to him escorting these souls across the River Styx. And they're all sitting there, like, looking really nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are praying. Some of them are asking questions. And he's just, like, he's detached, but he's also empathetic. I think that's, like, part of his charm. Is like, he doesn't, like, completely hate these people. He, like, is a good person.
He's, like, a waiter who's been doing this for, like, 20 years. And, like, you ask a question about something. And
exactly.
Like,
he's jaded. Yeah, he's jaded, but he's also, like, not completely unfeeling. He's not without feeling.
He's a good guy.
And so as they, like, they ask their questions and things like that, he's, like, I don't really know. Like, I kind of just work here. And, like...
So he doesn't take, like, ownership. He's kind of, like...
Yeah,
detached.
I mean, like, he's very detached from it. He's, like, kind of always, like, eyeing different jobs, but he's not really qualified to do anything
like
else.
He's, like, a monster.com, like, scrolling. He's, like, what are my transferable skills?
Yeah, he's, like, on undead.com, like, trying to, like, figure out, like, what his resume kind of fits in with.
He's, like, trying different, like, Microsoft Word, like, resume formats. But, like, never
he's
really
like,
landing on one.
Maybe Baskerville looks more professional.
Courier Times for my name? No.
Yeah. So he's, like, this kind of, like, mopey, miserable guy. He's, like, a little Eeyore-ish. And he's, like, escorting these, you know, these souls across the River Styx. And as he, like, kind of gets to the other side, the, like... You know, the fucking gates open up, and it's, like, an epic party on the other side. And everyone's, like, getting off the boat, like, oh my god, thank you so much, this is amazing, this is awesome. And they're like, are you coming? And he's like, nah, I can't really come. And the gates just close on him. And then he's, like, kind of, like, left alone again. And you hear the music, the quirky kind of music coming in. And then some undead body tries to drag him into the River Styx. And he, like, drops an oar in. And it's just sad and pathetic.
He's like, not again.
Yeah.
That's great. Can we have, like, flashbacks to, like intermittently in all of this stuff? Can we have, like, flashbacks to, like, his daily life? Or, like, his, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, like, what kind of guy he is, like, outside of his job. I think, like, he's, like, I think he's just a regular Joe.
Does he live in, like, a shitty apartment? I want him to, like, live in a shitty apartment.
Yeah, absolutely. He lives in, like, some fucking tenement building.
Yeah.
Like,
but it's, he's like, a supernatural being, it's kind of like a Grimwald Place kind of thing, where it's, like, nobody else can see the apartment, but, like, yes, he can. Yes,
exactly. That's, I love the ref.
Yeah. I'm not gonna explain it, so listeners, if you got you got it.
You unless you got it. So. Yeah, I think that, and the thing is, like, what I think, like, is why he is so charming is because his job is so epic, but he feels like he doesn't even, like, fit the epicness of his job. He's kind of like, that's not really me.
It's not me.
He's like, as he, like, goes to work and he sees, like, people who work in, like, food trucks and, like, people who are, like, delivering newspapers he's and, like, milkmen.
That's more my speed.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I should have been a mailman.
Can he, like, constantly be, like, referring to his dad? Like, or no, other people come up to him and they're like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, your dad was such a great reaper.
Like, yeah, his dad was, like, the reaper, like, during World War II.
Oh, man.
Normandy, his dad, like...
your dad was on it.
Yeah, exactly.
They're telling him, like, all these great stories.
Yeah.
He just constantly doesn't feel like he measures up.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, he has to get all of, like, the modern day, like, terrible tragedies. They're like, oh, yeah, how was that, like, high school shooting? Oh, that was pretty terrible.
He's like, oh, God.
Like, no one wants to talk about, like, the things he's had to, like, deal with.
So who do you want to cast as this guy?
I mean, my first instinct is obviously Alan Rickman.
Call him up.
Like, but my thing is, I think that what I would like to do is, in the casting notes, I would like to put an Alan Rickman type, but younger.
Okay, yeah.
Because I think it's, like, pretty imperative that this guy is, like, around the age of, like, I don't know, 33.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like...
Yeah. That age where you're not happy with your job.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you've been doing it, like, for a while, but you also, like, you know, you're like, I could career switch. He's like, I could do something else.
Right. It's not over.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, beginning either.
Yeah. He's like, I know what this is about. I feel like also, like, a lot of this show, like, one of the major, like, settings is gonna be, like, whatever bar he goes to.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I think that brings in, like, a whole host of, like, secondary characters. Like, his best friend's sidekick, his, like, potential love interest, the, like, hot bartender.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, maybe they're, like, other supernatural, like, characters. Maybe not.
Bobby Moynihan as Chupacabra.
Bobby Moynihan is the perfect cast for the Chupacabra.
Kristen Wiig as the Tooth Fairy.
And the Tooth Fairy is smoking. She's definitely the catch of the supernatural slash underworld.
Nice.
Yeah. And the bartender is like Hera or something.
Who's Hera?
Hera is Zeus's wife.
Oh. All right. Wait, we got a freaking scholar over here?
You're not up on your mythology?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I didn't go to my classics class.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me to drop a friggin' mythological reference on you.
Friggin' skipped today, all right?
Maybe you know her better by her Greek name.
I probably don't.
I actually think that is her Greek name. I don't even know.
I woke up like this. We're flawless. Ladies, tell them I woke up like this. Thanks for tuning in to episode 0 right here on Radio Free Brooklyn with Lizzie and Carolyn. Fridays bi-weekly at 7:30, and now on iTunes and Audioboom.